Christ is crucified. Today's reading from the Word. In the 15th chapter of Mark, the Bible relates how Jesus has been delivered by the religious leaders to Pilate. Pilate questions Jesus and finds he has done nothing wrong. But Pilate has to deal with an angry crowd shouting, "Crucify him!" And so he hands Jesus Christ over to be crucified. Now we pick up this account at Mark 15:16. The soldiers took him away into the palace, that is, the praetorium, and they called together the whole Roman cohort. They dressed him up in purple, and after twisting a crown of thorns, they put it on him, and they began to acclaim him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They kept beating his head with a reed, and spitting on him, and kneeling and bowing before him. After they had mocked him, they took the purple robe off him and put his own garments on him, and they led him out to crucify him. They pressed into service a passerby coming from the country, Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. Then they brought him to the place Golgotha, which is translated Place of a Skull. They tried to give him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him, and divided up his garments among themselves, casting lots for them to decide what each man should take. It was the third hour when they crucified him. The inscription on the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." They crucified two robbers with him, one on his right and one on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, "And he was numbered with transgressors." Those passing by were hurling abuse at him, wagging their heads and saying, "Ha! You who are going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross!" In the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes, were mocking him among themselves and saying,
"He saved others. He cannot save himself. Let this Christ, the King of Israel, now come down from the cross, so that we may see and believe."
Those who were crucified with him were also insulting him. Mark 15:33. When the sixth hour came, darkness fell over the whole land until the ninth hour. At the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice,
"Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani,"
which is translated, "My God, my God,
why have you forsaken me?"
When some of the bystanders heard it, they began saying, "Behold, he's calling for Elijah." Someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a reed, and gave him a drink, saying, "Let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down." And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. And the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. When the centurion, who was standing right in front of him, saw the way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." From Mark chapter 15 in the Bible, we've been reading about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. But there's more. Be listening next time to The Word, scripture reading without comment. This is Nicholas Hope.